please.
Case number 9822, Leslie H. Holland, west of Carolyn Drive, 307.50 feet south of U.S. Route 113, being lots 19 and 20 within William A. Hudson subdivision, a variance from the front yard setback requirements.
Yes?
Hey, I'm starting with it.
It's okay.
I've never done this before.
Okay, for everybody, this is where you go first. Your name and address?
Leslie H. Holland, 28758. Carlin Drive, Millsboro, Delaware.
Do you swear the testimony you're about to give to be true and correct the best of your knowledge?
Absolutely.
Good evening, ma'am.
Good evening.
Now, can you explain to the board your request for this variance?
Yes.
Please.
I had a home that was built on a piece of land that I purchased on Carlin Drive, and last October I moved in, got a certificate of occupancy, and on the final survey it said that the front step, because the house was 8 courses of blocks high, you couldn't put the normal step there. So they put a larger step, and subsequently when they did, it's 7.4 feet long. Or wide, or whatever it sticks out. So there's a 2.4 foot variance that I need in order.
For your platform and steps over the front.
That's the problem.
Okay.
And I do have a picture if you want to see it.
Okay, you could pass it down if you would, please, to the.
So I'm not actually requesting any change from what was there when I moved in.
Okay. Now, ma'am, we take that picture out.
She
can keep that one. You want to take back the rest of your photo.
Okay.
That way, so we don't. That's probably the only need.
Okay.
Okay.
And that's it.
All right, ma'am.
You have to stay up there until they ask. They may want to ask you some questions.
Okay.
You're doing good, ma'am. That's fine.
That's okay.
All right.
Hey, who built your house?
Kersey's. It was built by Crestwood Homes out of Milton, Pennsylvania.
Crestwood. Okay.
Kersey's placed that for you?
Yes, they did.
And they built the steps?
No, well, they purchased the steps. They're a set of preformed concrete steps.
Okay.
Did they offer to come with you this evening?
Pardon?
Did they offer to come with you this evening? Did
no,
you ask
they
them?
Just stuck the piece of paper in my door. So I've taken care. I said I would take care of it.
Okay. Well, you've done well.
Was the extra course or two a block an accident, or was that something that you had planned on from the outset?
No, actually, I built on a piece of graded land, and subsequently it required extra blocks on top. And subsequently, they did a whole extra 4 blocks on top. So I can actually show you a picture where I can stand underneath my house. Mm. My crawl space is a stand space for me.
It was necessary because of the grade of the land to
yes.
build higher, and
yes.
then that kind of triggered everything.
Yes.
Okay. All right, man.
That's what happened. And I did okay because I figured I didn't have any other choice.
Sure. Okay. Are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No.
Mr. Hudson? Mr. Mills?
No.
Okay. Hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Chairman, I make a motion. We take case number 9822 under advisement.
Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Mills with a second by Mr. Workman that we take case number 9822 under advisement. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. Ma'am, your case has been taken under advisement. What that means, there may be a decision made here later on this evening. You're welcome to stay if you would like, or you may call the office in the morning to see if there was a decision made.
Would they notify me by mail?
Yes, ma'am. Okay. Oh, yes, ma'am. They sure will.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, ma'am.